Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs.
Hello, hello to all the Entrepreneur Elevation Lounge podcast listeners. This is your co-host, Shankara McNair, and as you all know, this month we are featuring amazing authors as part of our Wrote It Down, Made It Plain, Now Here Is My Story author series. And today I have a very special guest here in the lounge with me, Miss Tanya Lofty. She is not only a very dear friend of mine, but she is also the author of Death and the Grave, Where Is Thy Sting? An innovative guide to aid believers in eradicating the fear of death. Prophetess Tanya Lofty has also been in ministry for 25 years, and in June of 2016, the Lord shared with her that he was going to share the mysteries of God with her. She serves with her husband and is a committed wife to the ministry and to the Lord, both as a prophet and as a pastor's wife. Her first ministry will always be to her husband and to her children. She is honored to carry the heart of God and to make his name great. She loves to see people fulfilling their God-ordained assignments here on earth, and she is committed to upholding the ordinances of God through prayer, consecration, and the study of his word. Welcome to the lounge, Tanya. It is both an honor and a privilege to have you share the couch with me today in the lounge.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored. You know, your whole family is very, very dear to me. And so,
thank you. And you are dear to us as well. Very dear to us as well. You know, Tanya, now that I've shared a bit about your biography, I want you to take a moment to tell our podcast listeners more about your late mother, Claudine Hopkins, and her being both the catalyst and the inspiration behind your book, Death and the Grave, Where Is Thy Sting?
Yeah, she, what is there not for me to say about my mother, almost, you know, AKA grandma. She was an amazing woman. She was my best friend and confidant. And we just had an amazing bond and relationship. And so I was honored to care for her and to make her latter years greater and easier. She helped me with everything in my business, and she was an author as well. And
wow.
So last year in January, after she went transitioned and went home to be with the Lord told me to write this book.
Wow.
And
wow.
I just couldn't bring myself to do it at that time. I mean, the year before we lost my husband's father in the same month. And so it was very overwhelming, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it at that particular time.
Wow. And I have to say, because we, in full transparency here on the show, that I was able to bear witness to this book being birthed, which is why it was so important to me to have you on the show. And ironically, my stepfather passed right around the time that your book was released this past summer. And you gifted my mother with a copy of your book, which I will be forever grateful for. And I spoke to my mother after she had read the book, and I asked her, you know, how did she like the book? And her response was that the book was easy to read, just made sense, and helped her tremendously. And I think I shared that with you. I called you up and I told you, you know, what she had shared with me and how it just stuck with me. It just struck me as just being truly divinely intended because, you know, first and foremost, my mom does not like to read, Tanya. So for her to read that book from cover to cover in one day, I kid you guys not, those who are listening, she read it from cover to cover in one day. It says something about the book's ability to relate to what folks are going through, but I also saw an immediate shift in her behavior after she read the book. You know, and all this being said, were there any specific messages, right, that, you know, you want readers to glean from reading your book? And if so, what are those messages? Because it just made such a profound impact on my mother. As I said, I know it was ordainedly it was ordained, and that the impact was just immeasurable on her. So I have to believe there was some very specific messages that you wanted the readers of this book to actually walk away with and to be able to use in life as we all have to go through and deal with the loss of loved ones and friends. What were some of those nuggets?
Yes. First, I love your mom, Mama Carol. And I remember taking her that book. You know, I had an unction really just to give her that book at that moment. No one knew that COVID was coming. And I didn't know that it was going to happen at this time. But what I want people to be able to do is find hope, peace and comfort and some solace or resolve, because you know, death is truly a part of life. You know, it's not the part that none of us really like it, but it is a part of life. And I also wanted people to know the truth about death. And I want them to remain assured that however they are feeling at this present moment, to know that the Lord understands exactly where they are at this moment. And that he cares about you. And my condolences again to your family, Pop, you know, I just want to honor him right now, you know, as we're doing this, and my mom as well.
Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate that. As you already said, she was grandma to all of us, that we all called her that affectionately, and she always had a lesson for us to learn. We were never too old for her to get us straight. So we all, those of us
yes.
who had the privilege of knowing her, know that she walked the walk, she talked the talk, and she was an amazing woman. And so I truly felt like, you know, she was there with you when this book was being written. And it just, like I said, it's been just such an amazing lesson to my mom. I just encourage all of our listeners, if you have not heard of the book or the author, Ms. Tanya Lofty. The name of the book is Depth in the Grave, Where is Thy Sting? I highly encourage you to pick it up. It's an easy read, as my mom said, and it definitely will help you. You know, in your book, you talk about empowering people to deal with loss and grief. Why is this so important to do when dealing with death, in your opinion?
Because oftentimes people don't properly deal with their emotions. And unfortunately, some people never bounce back after the loss of a loved one. You know, you'll see where couples, you know, one may go home or leave this earth. And, you know, it's very, very, it's a process. And so they grieve sometimes. Some people actually grieve to the point of death,
right,
themselves, or they may become bitter or anger. And then you just have some people that will tell you just to get over it. You know, oh, it's a part of life. Well, how does that help?
Right.
When
right.
even the Lord himself is close to the brokenhearted. And so we have to be, you know, God is very sensitive. He's very kind. And so to just tell someone that, no, it's not okay. Someone's been in your life for years or whatever the amount of time, you know, it's a transition.
Right.
It's a transition, and it really takes time to do that, to deal with it. And I just really want to help somebody, because grief, you know, grief can really, it can kill you, you know, so you don't want to, my hope is after reading this, that you won't grieve to the point of death.
Wow. Wow. And that is a very true statement. We know we often talk about, you see couples who've been married for 50 and 60 years and one passes and the other one just can't live without them. And they, in fact, actually do grieve themselves to death. So that is absolutely a true statement. You know, you said hope, peace, comfort, and a sense of solace is what you hope that people, you know, obtain from reading this book, and it's why it was so important to you to write this book. I know your mother, the late Ms. Claudine Hopkins, a.k.a. Grandma, as I called her, was the inspiration for the book. We talked about that. What specifically during your grief process, right, was the defining factor and reason for you writing this book?
Well, there were several reasons, but my defining moment was when the Lord told me to write the book, which in turn gave me an opportunity to discuss the beautiful gift that the Lord has given just to the world, which is the gift of prophecy. And mm-hmm. so I never thought a book would come out of me regarding this, especially concerning this topic. This is not a topic that people like to discuss.
Right.
But I wanted it to be from the Lord's perspective. And so I've had dreams and visions about my mom that I share in the book, and even your beautiful mom, you know, what she, I won't go into detail because I want you to get the book, but your mom, the Lord used your mom, I mean, very intricately for even my children. I never really shared that with you, but for my children, I mean, the things that the Lord shared with your mom, they were things that only the Lord could have given her.
Wow.
To share with my family, because it was that intimate. And that's one thing I really wanted people to know, is the intimacy of God, and that he's very engaged in your every process, right? And
wow.
So I also share, you know, prophetic dreams, and just as I mentioned, how the prophecy is to encourage you even in the rough times.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. I'm getting goosebumps just hearing you say that. That is absolutely amazing. You know, there's a lot to get in with the book, and I don't want to get emotional here on the show. So what I'm going to do right now is to take a pause for the call, but we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XTV Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XTV Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTV-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTV vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTV Travel Club.
Welcome back to the lounge. Well, if you're just tuning in, I have the privilege today of interviewing the prophetess, Ms. Tanya Lofty, who is also the author of the book, Death and the Grave, Where is Thy Sting? An innovative guide to aid believers in eradicating the fear of death. Tanya, you know, when we left off, we were talking about, you know, how your mom had been such an integral force in the reason for you writing the book. In your book, you talk about practical steps that a person can take while grieving the loss of a loved one. Can you share with us just two of those, of your two top practical steps that you encourage people to take when dealing with grief?
Absolutely. One step is to just acknowledge your feelings, because healing is a process. And we have to realize that. And then so this other step is to rejoice, which means to feel or show great joy or delight. And I really go into rejoicing. And I don't want to go too far, but you need to rejoice. And there are many scriptures that the Lord has given us about rejoicing. You know, it says we're to rejoice always in the Lord. So even when it doesn't feel good, you know, God knew there were going to be times we didn't want to rejoice. And I share my stories. I literally share how the Lord was speaking to me during the whole process. And, you know, so I really just want to encourage people to rejoice in the Lord always, because that's what we're to do.
Wow. That is amazing. And it's so ironic you talk about scriptures, because when I was preparing after reading, you know, excerpts of the book, you know, something just came to me that I've always heard as a child. And I know it's nothing that's not perhaps indigenous to the South. I've heard it here since I've been here in Maryland as well. But growing up as a child, you know, there's a lot of scripture you often hear growing up in church. And one such scripture that I remember hearing is from 2 Corinthians verses 5 and 8. And it was often, and it is often read and said at funerals. And that scripture says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Tanya, you are not only an author, but you're also a prophetess. Can you take a moment to break down for our listeners who might be dealing with the loss of a loved one what this scripture means from a spiritual and biblical perspective?
Yes, unfortunately, some script, you know, this scripture, like many others, has become just a cliche. However, it is important to note that this passage of scripture is not for everyone. This scripture is only for the believer, because whether we want to accept it or believe it, the truth is that everyone will not be in the presence of the Lord.
Wow.
Even some that profess to be Christians, believers, and the like. That's why the cover of the book depicts two places, because we have to make a choice.
Wow. That's powerful. That is powerful. Wow. You know, and you said it yourself, you know, death is not a topic that we often like to talk about. It's not one that we're comfortable with, but it's one that's always ever present. And, you know, 2020 has been a year where we've seen that's been like no other year for most, if not all of us. You know, in fact, most of us know someone or of someone that has passed from COVID-19 this year. So we can all honestly say that death has unfortunately visited most of us in some form or fashion this year. This makes the releasing of your book, Death and the Grave, Where Is Thy Sting, so timely, in such an untimely time, if that makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. Having said this, you know, you know, what final words of encouragement or message would you like to leave our audience with, who might be dealing again with the loss of a loved one or a friend?
Well, I just want to say, in August, the Lord told me to pick the book back up. He said, it's time for you to write the book and finish. And I literally finished this book in 2 weeks. I mean, I was up 3, 4 in the morning. And he said, why do you think I have you writing this book in the middle of a pandemic?
Wow.
And so I had to finish the book. It was such an urgency. So I want to first give my condolences. If you've lost a loved one during this time, you know, my prayers are with you. My prayers are with you. And I actually have prayers in the book to assist people. And so I want to encourage you, you know, during this time, because, I mean, there are a lot of people that are even afraid of death itself. Mm-hmm. And so I talk about that in the book, because we understand that death is a part of life. But I want people to understand, as I mentioned before, that they're going to have to make some choices. And so, while they may be hard choices, they are choices that we have to make. And so if you have lost a loved one, again, my condolences to you. My prayers are with you. I need you to understand just how close the Lord is to the brokenhearted. And so the Lord would love to comfort you. The Lord, I know people want to comfort you, but and for people with this, you know, they couldn't even have real funerals almost, you know, so you don't get the touch, you know, because there's healing in the touch, but people couldn't touch, you know, you have to social distance. And so it could actually make this time even more grievous for you. But what I want you to walk away with is that when everybody else has walked away, when no one else is in the room, when the people are gone, the people that have helped you, when all the calls and all the texts are over, that the Lord is still there.
Wow. Amen to that. Wow. That is prophetic and that is profound. You know, I hope those who are listening to today's show, we know it's definitely a different type of book. But as we said, one, we felt those very befitting in the time that we are living in. 2020 has been like no other year we have ever experienced. And I know most of us hope we don't have to experience again, at least in our lifetime. So, you know, we just really appreciate you sharing those important nuggets of wisdom and helping our listeners to understand that, you know, we've all got to die. It's not something that we talk about, but it's a part of life, and that we have to acknowledge, you know, our truth and our grief, and we have to rejoice in it because it is a part of life. And as that scripture, Corinthians 5:8 talks about, and as you so aptly put it, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But as you said, it's only if you have a relationship with the Lord and you believe that that is where you should be and where you are going, that that is what makes that particular scripture so profound.
Tanya, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can I share one more thing?
Yes.
I just really want to encourage caregivers. You know, it's not something that is often talked about. You know, the caregiver kind of gets lost, especially in the process of caring for a loved one. You could almost lose yourself. But I want to encourage caregivers to get the book. And I actually talk about that because I was a caregiver for my mom. And God cares for the caregiver. And I just really wanted to share that because sometimes often you just feel like, what about me? Or, you know, Lord, help me. You know, you're almost crying out silently as a caregiver at times. So I really want to encourage caregivers to get this book so that the Lord can minister to you during the process.
Wow. And I can personally attest to that. I was the caregiver, as you know, Tanya, for my father for 2 years as his only child. And that was a very dark and very exhausting emotionally, physically, and mentally period in my life. So I definitely, having come through that by the grace of God, I can completely attest to what you're saying as that being true. And I would also encourage anyone that's in a caregiving mode. I'm back in the caregiving mode for my mother, so I do understand that. And I definitely encourage anyone that has not struggled with that to pick up the book and read it. You know, Tanya, as we prepare to go, tell our audience where they can, one, go and purchase your book, right? And then, two, how they can reach you on your various social media platforms.
You can purchase the book on Amazon or you can on the church's website, the Kingdom Advancing Ministries. If you want to find me on social media, you can just search Tanya Lofty. It'll pop up everywhere. Pretty much. And you can even check on YouTube. I have a YouTube page as well. You know, if you search my name, it will come up. So there are plenty of ways to find, you know, especially in the age of technology, to look me up. But you can definitely do that.
Wow. Well, we appreciate that. I also know that you have said that, you know, you're running a special promotion for our listeners. Here on today's show, and can you tell us what that promotion is?
Yes, actually, the book is normally $15. The book would be $12. It's really $10, but I'm putting, you know, for shipping. If you want to order the book via this way, I would ask that you email 1 Peter 2:9. That's firstpeterTWOANDNINE @gmail.com. And then you, in the subject, you put the code that they are offering, and you'll receive an invoice, and we'll get everything going. You'll receive, that way you'll receive a signed copy from me. And
oh, wow.
The cost will be $12, and I'll, you know, send it out to you.
That is awesome. Let me repeat this back to our listeners. So if you are interested in getting a copy of the book and to be able to take advantage of our special that Tanya's offering those, our EDL listeners, then you would go to 1 Peter 2:9, all spelled out with the words, 1 Peter 2:9 @gmail.com. The cost of the book is $12. And if you make sure you type in the subject line of the email, the code EEL, THY, THY, STING, STING, 10, you will get that discount on the book. Again, the discount code is EEL, THY, STING, 10. Tanya, thank you so much for participating in our author series this month. Again, as we said, not a very popular topic, but one that we definitely have to talk about. And I just want to personally wish you and your family, you know, much continued success and prosperity. I wish you much success on the book. I know your book has been a blessing to me and my family, and I hope that it continues to be the same for all those that purchase it. So we just want to tell you thank you, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Shankar. I love you. You know, I was blinking my eyes so I didn't get emotional. So.
Oh, I love you.
I'm very honored.
Love you too, my sister. Well, folks, this is your co-host, Shankar McNair, and that about does it for another show here in the lounge. We hope that you've enjoyed today's show as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. And until next week, be well and stay safe.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and... elevate, 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 elevate!